Well, today marks the 20th anniversary of the first attack on the World Trade Center, which was back in 1993. So the Center for Strategic and International Studies is out with a new study on the status of Al-Qaeda here in the U.S. And joining us live now is WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. J.J., what has changed since 1993?
Well, this study, which was actually put together by the Henry Jackson Society, and its author was there today to talk about it at CSIS. Less splash and more plots is where Al-Qaeda is going. They have been instructing their operatives to lay low and teach other people. There was a trial in Birmingham, England last week where three men pled guilty to terrorism charges. One of the many things that came out during the course of that proceeding was that they were instructed to learn as much as they could about attacks, deadly attacks, poisonings, simple things that can be done to keep the drive, keep the movement going, but to go to the U.S., find other people, recruit them, basically apprentices, and look for opportunities to attack, but just to lay low and look for small attacks.
So what is the threat now from Al-Qaeda by today's status?
The threat from Al-Qaeda today is more homegrown people, more Americans, people living in this country, self-radicalized or being quietly radicalized by others who've traveled abroad and been exposed to probably what could be best defined as expert training by Al-Qaeda operatives in other parts of the world, like Afghanistan, Pakistan, perhaps, and other places, and then to come back here and quietly find people who they believe have the capacity and the willingness to do this on their own.
We know, obviously, Osama bin Laden is gone. Al-Awlaki is dead. Zawahiri hiding in Pakistan. Who's carrying the torch for Al-Qaeda at this point?
It is these people that are disaffected that are likely in this country already or somewhere where they could get here very easily. This is according to the folks. General Michael Hayden was one of the people that talked about it today. Or people who could get here very easily. And people who certainly have a good working knowledge of the United States and they know how to duck and dodge. They know how to engage people of their own ilk, and they know how to find opportunities to sort of stick the knife in and twist it, albeit a very little. And they know how to basically be very patient. Patience is something that they become very good at.
So how do we get to these underground folks here in the U.S.?
The discussion that took place today, Robin, the report's presenter, did a really good job of pointing out that these folks that are here are people who are more educated, people who maybe may have jobs, people that are probably from the 18 to 35 year range, and people who just know every nook and cranny of this country. I mean, there was a map that showed many of the states where they're active. Maryland and Virginia was on that map. Texas, California, Los Angeles, Florida, New York, New Jersey. They're all over the place. And they all have the same kind of communications opportunities that we do with social media and with telephones and all kinds of other communication, including the internet, at their behest as well.
J.J. Green, following this interesting story, Al-Qaeda in the U.S., thank you for joining us.